还有法师啊，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, Amitabha, everybody.
我们已经上一次已经讲了一堂课啊，不知道听懂了没有，可不可以用呢？
We spent a session on this topic already. And are you able to understand it? And are you able to use it, apply it?
那上个礼拜我们讲到，就是佛陀问阿难啊，心在哪里？那阿难就回答七个，在心内、心外、中间啊，还有什么无所好像是无所不在的样子啊。那佛陀都讲 no 啊，主要这个心，我们一般认为的这个心，它是会生灭的心。
So last week we talked about how the Buddha asked Ananda, "Where is your true mind? Where's your mind?" And Ananda speculated seven different answers, whether it's inside, outside, or nowhere to be. No specific location. And the Buddha answered, said no to any of his speculations.
就像你们现在在听我讲话，然后想一想听不懂，然后想一想说我要回家，这颗心是不是阿难讲的那个心？是，就是阿难讲的那颗心。那这个不是什么？不是佛想要讲的那几个不生不灭的心。
The true mind doesn't arise nor perish. So as you're sitting here right now, you may be thinking to yourself, I don't understand what he's talking about. I want to go home. The mind that's giving rise to this thought, is it the same kind of mind that Ananda is talking about? Yes, it is. But this is not what the mind that Buddha is talking about. The mind, the true mind the Buddha is talking about doesn't arise and doesn't perish.
所以你讲说，哇，我好痛苦，我好快乐啊，啊，我要活到100岁啊，这个心都不是什么，都不是佛陀所要讲的真心，但这个是会生灭的心。但是呢，没有天人眼睛的时候，我们就用这个妄心一直生下来，一直妄到什么，妄到死啊，所以又再妄再妄过来妄过去的。
So you may be feeling, you know, painful or feeling joy, or you may be giving to the thought that, oh, I want to live to 100. All these kind of thoughts, it comes and goes, and this is not the mind that the Buddha is talking about, because the mind that you use to create all these thoughts actually arises and perish, comes and goes. Before you have heard this about the Surigama Sutra,You may not be even aware of this fact that these are two different kinds of minds. And you may be following these wandering thoughts and following your wondrous mind from birth to death and not even be aware of it.
它就有点像是海水产生的波浪啊。那我们一般人就是他们叫什么随波逐流，有吗？就是看到海中的某一个小波浪啊，你动个念头是一个念头的波浪，然后你一个不舒服的感觉是一个不舒服的感觉的波浪，那这个在大海中只是一个小小的一个会生灭的一个短暂现象，我们叫无常，无常的生灭现象。可是我们基本上是把它当成我。
So actually, these thoughts that you have, these you can use the analogy of ocean and waves. The kind of the thoughts that we have, they're merely little waves in this ocean. May this be a thought that you have, or maybe you're feeling some sort of discomfort. These are all a tiny wave in this ocean.These waves comes and goes, arises and perish very fleetingly, very short, and it could be considered as impermanent. Yet we take these impermanent phenomena, these impermanent waves as the self.
那我们上个礼拜就 就是楞严经第一卷有讲到，就是众生任物为己啊，就是把无知无觉的现象当成有知有觉的心啊，都当成自己，所以就是一直流转啊。
So last week, we talked about the first chapter in the Surugama Sutra where, sentient beings make the mistake of taking objects or taking phenomena and mistaken it as the self. So these phenomena, they don't have any sort of awareness, but we mistakenly perceive it, think it that it's the mind, and that's a mistake.
就像我们现在把照片的那个自己的影像当成自己，对不对？把镜子的里面的影像当成自己，然后把过去的自己的曾经的辉煌的记忆当成什么自己，对不对？啊，那还好，那你把自己什么悲惨的什么的记忆当成是我很什么，我很悲惨的嘛？要是把那些你想到的现象当成自己，但是应该很多人会从生到死都会这样子，对不对？就是我们叫任物为己啊。
So what do? We take the image that's on the photo. We think that it's the self, or we look into the mirror and we saw the image, and again we think of the reflection as ourself. Or sometimes we take our past memories as the self, all the success and achievements that I have accomplished, we think that as the self. And sometimes you take your miserable memories in the past also as the self. And again, before you have heard the Surugama Sutra, you may be operating this way from life to death continuously without even aware of it.
我们讲的时候，你心中的那些记忆就是像钱一直涌出来，然后也可能就是掉几滴眼泪哈，然后痛苦一下子，可是这些现象等一下就没有了啦，对不对？啊，如果是你的话，那你早就死掉了啊。
Well, so think about it. When you have all these memories, when you think of your miserable past, it keeps coming up, swelling up like a spring water. And when you mull over these painful memories, maybe you cry a little bit, you feel some pains from the past. But again, this comes and goes. So had this really been yourself, once the memory is gone, the moment is gone, does that mean yourself perishes with it as well? It's not the case, is it?
所以说这个会生灭的现象啊，那佛陀也有讲到说，我们众生以动为生，以动为好像以动为静啊，就是以动为生，以动为静。像这些动的有没有？你一个念头浮起来会消灭嘛？那我们把这个当成自己的身体，对不对？你的想法起来会消失，你也把自己是什么？把自己的想法当成我。把声音当成我，把什么？把你身体动的现象当成我，所以说以动为身，以动为静啊。
So, regarding these phenomena that perishes and arises constantly, in the sutra, the Buddha talks about how sentient beings make a mistake of taking whatever is moving as the physical body or as the surrounding, as the backdrop, the phenomenon. So again, our thoughts comes up and goes. So the mistake we make is we take our thoughts as ourself. Or sometimes when people are talking, voices comes and goes as well. But we think that voice means that person. These are all examples of taking what's moving as the body or as the self.
我们在每个时间大概有三样东西啊，一个是动的，一个是相对于不动，相对于动的不动，一个是一个什么 不管动不动，它永远是不动。总共有三个哦，你们注意这个，它是在那个时间，你就会发觉有三样东西动，那相对于不动的，相对于动的不动，另外一个可以感知这些动跟不动的真正的不动。
So at any given point in time, there are actually three things operating. One is everything that moves changes. And also, there is a unmovingness that's in relation to whatever is moving. So it's a relative kind of unmovingness. The third component is there's the mind that is, has the ability to be aware of both the moving and unmoving. The mind itself doesn't move.
譬如说，你们现在看到我，我讲话，对不对？我身体摆来摆去，就是动的，对不对？那我动的以外的，房屋，我们假设叫它不动了哈。房屋以外的虚空都是不动，对不对？另外呢，还有一个你的不动的可以感知的心，一个是被感知的不动的现象，一个是什么？不动的心。空无一物，但是它有见闻觉知功能，那个不动的心，我们任何时间都有这三样东西。
So for instance, I'm talking right now and my body is moving. So that's the moving component. In relation to my moving body, there is this room or empty space. Those are considered in relation to my body, those are considered unmoving.But even those are still phenomenon that is being aware, that's being cognized by the mind. So the third part, there's this mind, the mind that doesn't move and it doesn't contain anything whatsoever, but this mind actually has the ability to perceive everything that both moves and not doesn't move.
所以像有时候我们在禅修的时候，我们有妄念，妄念是动的，对不对？那就不理它，只有你就发觉就不动了、哦、就没有妄想了，没有妄想我们可以叫做不动。可是这时候我们有一个既有见闻觉知的心，那是不动，真正的不动的心，那你的心安住在不动的状态之下，那个不动是什么？是无知无觉的不动的现象。那我们如果我们禅修来讲叫做什么，叫做冷水泡石头，或是叫黑山什么鬼哭。
So when you are doing sitting meditation, you have all these wandering thoughts, and the wandering thoughts are the moving, it's moving. If you don't pay attention to the wandering thoughts, gradually it settles down. And when you are in the state of that doesn't have any wandering thoughts, that's considered as not moving. While all this is going on, there's this behind it, there's still this mind that has ability to perceive both states. That in itself doesn't move. So when your mind is actually settled, dwelling in a state that's unmoving, the kind of state that doesn't have wandering thoughts, your mind is still dwelling on one particular phenomenon. And in Chan, we call that, there's a term for it. You could either describe it as soaking a rock, soaking a stone in cold water. Nothing's ever going to happen. Or another term is you have fallen into the lair of ghosts in a dark mountain. That's another expression that's commonly used to describe that kind of state where you dwell on an unmoving state.
所以这是我们有一些我们、不是有一些还蛮多人在禅修的时候我们说叫做企图、啊、就是插入、啊、你的心用不动但是有见闻觉知不动的心去安在一个被感知的不动的状态之下，有没有？就是有一个不动的能够觉知，但是它不动，它本质不动，然后你把这个不动的心去安住在一个不动的状态， 那并不是真正的不动。
So when people are practicing chan, there are a lot of people who have entered a deviant path where they're using their true mind, the true mind that doesn't move, yet it has ability to illuminate, to be aware. They use that mind, and instead of illuminating, they dwell on a state that appears to be not moving. But the problem is that state is still a phenomenon that's being aware, being perceived by the mind. So that kind of state does not equate to the true mind.
所以我们真正就是我们如果真的你要去化解你真正那颗心，你就是要在动的状态去找到一个不动的心，不是心停在不动的什么状态。
So if you really want to discover and reveal your true mind, then you need to practice by look for this unmoving mind amidst of moving phenomenon. Instead of grasping onto or dwell in a state that's not moving to look for this true mind, you have to look for amidst of moving phenomenon.
也就是说，我们一般讲的不动啊。通常是把你的心安住在一个就是不起情绪啊，那很平静的状态，是那个不是真正的不动。真正的不动是什么？你在跟人家吵架，然后你发觉那个心，真正那个心里面是没有我跟你的。你要发觉这个心才是真正的我。啊，结果我们在吵架的时候，我们是把吵架的现象，啊，吵架的语言当成你跟我，啊，最后就是什么？我用禅修方法，哈，那注意呼吸，把心啊安在一个什么宁静的现象。其实只是你的心什么，从一个动的现象，然后拉过来一个安静的现象，安静的状态，你就说，嗯，我有修行了。
So, generally speaking, the kind of unmoving state that people usually tend to strive for is when you are not grasping onto emotion and appears to be all tranquil and calm. But it's not the true, and they think that's the true self, but that's not it. The really kind of unmovingness, the true mind, you have to be able to see it amidst of all sorts of situations, even when you are having an argument with other people. So when you argue with people, in your mind, there's really no sense of the self or others. In that kind of state, that you have found the true self. But usually what people do is when they're having an argument, they take whatever phenomenon, the situation, as well as all the words that's being uttered, they take that as me having an argument with others. And that way they lose a true mind. And in that kind of situation, they try to use whatever method they have learned in Chan to settle their mind. And instead of grasping onto all the fighting and verbal arguments, they settle their mind in a peaceful state. But you are still settling your mind onto a temporary phenomenon, except that you have moved from a argumentative kind of state to a calm state. And people tend to think that by able to do that, they have actually cultivated quite well already, not knowing that it's actually not the right way of pursuing it.
所以有些人就讲说，有一些叫人家禅修讲说，你在波涛汹涌的什么海浪当中，比较深层的里面它是不动的，对不对？但是我觉得这种不动会有时候会误导人家，就是你的心什么拉到一个不动的状态叫做不动。其实真正要不动是在波涛汹涌当中，他看到他的本质是不动的。
So some people when they're teaching Chan, they teach people amidst of huge waves and turbulence, you are supposed to see what is deeper underneath it. Whatever is underneath doesn't move. But I think this approach can be problematic, actually. You are misleading people into thinking, then I just settle my mind into an unmoving phenomenon that's called chan. But that is not right. The correct method is even amidst of all the turbulence, you are still able to see your true mind.
所以我这几天看到有一个祖师哈，他跟几位修禅的人，就是这几个人都生病了啊，他就讲了一个记者觉得蛮好，他说就在生病当中啊，有一个这个什么，一个很闲的，他那个要怎么样，就是。很悠闲的啊，就是在生命当中你要找一个很悠闲的状态，也就是说你不要想要说离开生病去找一个什么，找个不生病的状态，他是错误，他说你要找一个就是什么没有病的人啊，你必须要在生病当中哇终于化解，原来他是不生病的，有听懂吗？
So I have been reading records of from the past patriarchs, and then I read this some example, and I think it's really great. Where one of the patriarchs said a gatha to several practitioners, and it seems that those practitioners are ill.And so he says something to the effect of, amidst of illness, you are supposed to find a state of ease. Do not try to depart from illness and then look for this ease. What you need to strive for is, amidst of illness, realizing that there isn't anyone that's sick and there's no illness. Then you will be able to become someone without illness.
那他是讲的说，如果你生病，那你就问哦、他本来是讲说什么问说什么万法归一然后是一归何处，就去找那一个，这是一种，另外一个、哦、死了烧了那什么是我、哦、去找、哦、
是
好先讲了，我怕你忘我记不起来。
So this is what he instructed the practitioners. So when you are sick, when you're ill, you can either investigate this hua tou, where all phenomenons return to oneness. Where does oneness return to? That is one hua tou. And another one is after you've died and your body has been burned away, where is the mind? Where are you?
那你就是继续问他。那问的时候、啊、不管病有好病没好，然后活得也好活得也不好，撑得出来也好撑不出来也好，能活也好死气也好，就一直撑死气也好哦。
And he told them that just continue to investigate this way, regardless whether you are ill or you're healthy, regardless whether you survive or not, whether you are able to get to an answer or not, keep investigating. And the last part is whether you die or not, even if you die, continue to investigate. It doesn't really matter.
你就要参到最后你就发觉、啊、原来那一个生病的现象里面那一个人是不生病的，也就是说原来那一个什么生病的计程车里面那个司机是什么是不生病的。
So you just continue to investigate this way, and then eventually you realize that amidst of the phenomenon that of being ill, the true self is not ill, doesn't get ill. It's similar to an analogy thatA driver that's driving a taxi, when the taxi breaks down, the driver is still healthy and well.
所以我们一般其实是我们就是什么就是用你 这个司机哈、啊，去抓起不同的车子啊，结果就什么，就以为车子是司机，对不对？
So the mistake that we make is, it's like we're the driver, and as a driver, we actually try to grasp onto all different sorts of cars, different models, and at the end of it, we mistakenly think that those cars are equates to the driver itself. That's erroneous.
所以后头，接下来他又讲说，那一个司机是什么？你不要把这一个车子当成我，就是不要认这个无知无觉的车子当成有知有觉的司机，叫认物为己。那不要把那一个什么会动的车子当成里面不动的司机，叫做什么以动为生。接下来要讲说这个司机有几个特质，有四个特质。
So the Buddha continued to say, then you have to ask, you have to investigate who or what is this driver. So don't mistakenly think that the car, which doesn't have the ability to illuminate, to be aware, don't mistaken that, confuse that with the driver. The driver has ability to illuminate and to be aware. Also, the car is moving. Don't mistaken that as the mind, the driver that is sitting inside that's unmoving. And so the Buddha continues to talk about 10 characteristics of what this driver or the mind should be.
所以这个里面司机他总有十个特质啊。第一个就是能看能听的是这个司机。不是眼睛，不是耳朵，不是身体。
So there are 10 characteristics of this driver, the mind. First one, it's the driver that has the ability to see and to hear. It's not the cars.
但是我们现在，大部分的人，会觉得身体是可以感觉的，对不对？你会不会觉得身体会可以感觉？是身体感觉还是心感觉？现在听到有都会回答标准答案心，对不对
？So, but commonly our experience tells us it's the body. The body has the ability to have sensations to perceive, but is it truly the body or is it the mind? And which one is it? So people have answered it's the mind, and it seems that you have been attending to my talks for quite some time that you know the correct answer by now.
你们用左手摸右手，你看一看呢，是手感觉到手呢，还是心感觉到心
？So if you take your right hand to touch your left hand, what is it? Is that the hand that's feeling the hand, or is the mind that's illuminating the mind?
有时候我们在打坐，那腿什么，就是晃腿一花节起来，踏到地没有感觉，对不对？可是腿没有感觉，可是你的心知道腿没有感觉，有没有花节
？So sometimes when we do sitting meditation, the leg has gone numb. So you.Once you have let it go and then put it down on the floor, you realize that your feet doesn't have any sensations, right? So is it the mind? But the mind still knows that your feet has no sensations. Isn't that the case?
所以腿有感觉，腿没感觉是心，还是说因为没感觉，所以是什么？还是心？那等你腿有感觉的时候，就变成腿有感觉，哪一个？
So whether it can, the foot can feel or not feel, it's the mind that's illuminating this. Or is it the case where when it doesn't have feelings, then you say it's the mind that has awareness. And once it starts to have feelings, the feelings return to the feet, then you say, oh, now it's the body. Do you do this? Does that make sense logically?
你腿没感觉还是有感觉，是你还是有感觉，感觉它没感觉啊。
So even your leg, your foot doesn't have sensations, you still know, you're aware that it doesn't have sensations. Isn't that so?
对啊，还有就是说， 我们眼睛是本来是一个帮助我们看的工具，结果变成眼睛可以看，对不对？那如果你把眼睛挖掉的话，你那一个感知的心有没有失去？
So another common mistake is the eye is the tool through which we are able to see. But after a while, we start to think that the eye is itself is able to see. But if I carve, if I like yank your eye out, if I take out your eyeball, do you still have the ability to be aware that you have become blind, that you cannot see? You still have this awareness, right?
你想想看哦，你的眼睛瞎掉，耳朵聋掉，鼻子叫什么？啊？没有嗅觉，那舌头被割掉了哈。还有身体中风，然后什么？这个意识什么？全部没办法想。请问你那个心还在不在？
So, in the situation where your eyes have become blind and you have lost your sense of hearing, or you cannot no longer smell things, or your tongue has been cut out, your body, you had a stroke, lost all sensations, or you have become unconscious. In any of these situations, does the mind still have awareness? Does it still illuminate?
以后你们就是去打麻醉剂的时候，你努力的看看你的心在哪里。
Next time, if you have a chance to undergo anesthesia, try really hard to see in those situations, where's your mind?
我最好先从晚上做梦，晚上睡觉的时候先练好了，看你晚上睡觉的时候你的心在哪里。
But perhaps a better entry point is to start from when you're sleeping, when you're having dreams at night. Then try to see where is your mind in those situations.
我们在睡觉的时候，我们那些感知的心有没有消失？
When we're sleeping, does the mind that can illuminate, does it disappear?
你们觉得没有嘛？可是经验上就好像是什么？就消失了，所以那就死，就等于睡觉就相当于一个小死啊！你每天都死了八个小时。
So intellectually, you know the mind is still there, but your experience tells you that the mind disappears. You can't see it anymore. So oftentimes, sleeping is likened a small death. So every day we go through a small death for over 8 hours a day.
所以你如果要就是晚上睡觉的时候，还可以化解你的心是在的，大概可能就是白天要练习。你完全什么没有妄想，但是你又什么又没有打瞌睡，因为这个是同样的东西延续过去的。
So if you want to develop the ability to be aware when you're even when you're sleeping and to know that your mind is still there when you're sleeping, then during the day you have to practice of not having wandering thought. At the same time, you don't doze off.This kind of experience will be similar to what you are trying to emulate when you're sleeping.
反正就是说第一个就是说能看的不是眼睛，不是耳朵，不是鼻子，不是眼耳鼻舌身意，是那颗心啊。那这一个其实就有什么有这种观念的话，那你就不用担心说哦，你那个心会什么会失去，还有人一旦离开，就是我们一旦死了以后，你反而你那个心就可以看得什么更远，听得什么更远，然后你要去哪里就可以去哪里。啊，这一个是你懂的，就是能看的是心，不是眼睛的时候，那你在听到人家有人讲说什么，哦，他死了，他。他死了以后，他到哪里去？到哪里去？你就可以了解了，因为本来就不需要用眼睛看，用耳朵听。
So you need to develop this understanding. It's the mind that has the ability to perceive and to be aware, to illuminate. It's not the eye, it's not the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, or the mind that's doing the perceiving. It's the mind. It's not the body or consciousness that's doing this perceiving. It's the true mind that has the ability to illuminate. So once you understand this truly, then you would no longer be worrying about losing your mind or where does my mind go. And in fact, after people die, if you're able to retain your awareness, then you realize the mind is actually able to see farther, and you're able to hear further and be able to go wherever you want to go. So in this kind of situations, once you develop the understanding, when people tell you stories about when someone died, they're able to go wherever they want to go, it will make perfect sense to you.
所以按照这个理论的话，就是如果是佛的话，应该他打麦他最忌的时候，他知道他在哪里，然后什么，他昏过去的时候，他知道他在哪里。
So following this logic, if had it been the Buddha, if the Buddha undergoes anesthesia, I think he would be able to know where his mind is, even if he lost consciousness.
所以以后要找几个阿罗汉来做这个实验哦，这样。然后我们把他住麻醉剂，看他在哪里。
So next time it will be ideal if we can find a few arhats and then give them anesthesia and to ask them where is your mind.
其实也有少数人，他打麻醉剂以后，其实他还清楚的，还是有一些少数人知道。可能有些人会认为是因为麻醉剂不分量不够，是不是？但我听过，好像他们有一些人其实他是知道的。
There are actually still, there are a few people who are able to remain, to still retain their awareness even if they undergo anesthesia. And some people may say, oh, that's because they didn't get enough dosage. But I don't think that's the case. It's they have developed this ability to still remain aware.
其实这个可能就我自己想到的可能就是像我们在打瞌睡，对。打瞌睡的时候，我们晓不晓得我们在打瞌睡
？Maybe it's similar. I'm wondering, to when we're dozing off. When you are dozing off, are you aware that you have dozed off?
或者你睡觉的时候，就说你睡觉的时候，你们看一看，你就从什么，从清醒进入睡觉的状态。哎，突然间这个心就什么，是心不见了，还是心进入一个？心的那个清楚的光还是在，可是因为心没有什么，没有可以比较，没有现象可以让你做什么，做互动，所以你觉得说，那段时间的那个什么，你的心的功能不见了，应该可能是这样子的。
So when you're dozing off or when you fall asleep, transitioning from a state of awakeness to falling asleep, does it mean the mind has disappeared? Or is it the mind still can illuminate, except that it doesn't have all the moving phenomena to grasp onto, to hang onto as anchor, so it feels that it has disappeared?
Yeah, 有没有麦克风？对，这位菩萨，
我这边有一个问题哦。刚刚法师提到那个心，有时候我们在禅修，连续到几天之后，也许到第三天或第四天的时候，晚上睡觉你根本没有办法睡，你很清楚在睡觉，可是你的脑筋。知道你在睡觉，可是你没有办法入睡，可是你的身体又没有办法完全休息。这在这种情况，跟你这个心，我们刚刚说的那个有觉知的心不一样，是不是？还是一样？谢谢。
所以我先翻问题好不好？我先翻译问题。So the question is, when we are in an intensive meditation retreat, usually around day 3 or 4.At night, you try to sleep, and your mind knows that you are sleeping, yet it doesn't feel like the body is able to fully relax. So this mind has ability to know that you are falling asleep or you're attempting to sleep or kind of sleeping, is this the same kind of mind as the mind that you are talking about, the true mind?
应该就是在禅修的时候，你似睡非睡，就是你知道你在睡觉了啊，那你会跟你以往就是要睡得跟死人一样，才感觉你是什么？睡什么？睡饱了是吧？啊，就感觉大家好像没有睡饱，对不对啊？也许这两者，这个那个睡觉的品质是有点差异。啊，有时候是心理上的一个什么心理作用，那也许是也有真正的是什么，是它有维系的差异。但我知道这里面也有可能啊，可以完全没有差异，但是你是清楚的睡觉。
So when you are in a meditation retreat and you're falling into the state where you appear to be sleeping but also kind of not sleeping, you're aware that you're sleeping.This is different than our daily kind of sleeping where you need to, sleep as if you have passed out and you're a dead person. Usually we take that as the so-called real sleep and you feel that you need to enter that kind of sleep to be fully recharged. So I don't know, maybe there is a qualitative difference between that kind of dead corpse sort of sleep orthe kind of sleep where you're aware during meditation retreat. So maybe there are differences qualitatively, or perhaps it's a perceptual issue that you think that they are different, but they're actually, you can achieve the same kind of state. I'm not sure about that, but I do know that it is possible to be fully rested and fully charged even when you are aware of your sleeping.
那这里面可能可以讲几个，就是说睡觉的啊，就是我们欢呼啊，睡了一定要就有睡进去，就要睡了跟死人叫做睡进去嘛啊。那禅修的话，可能就是你自己清楚在睡觉，可是睡觉的品质可没那么好，或者也很好，因为一个。这个没电了。就是另外一个第三种，就是那些我知道是开悟的人啊，他们是睡觉的时候是清楚的，但是他们并没有说因为清楚而睡觉的品质不好，甚至还可以打呼啊，打呼还可以知道旁。不是，他可以打呼，那还可以知道旁边的人把什么，把一只什么跳蚤推到床下去。他打呼哦，他自己打呼哦，可是他知道旁边有一个，也是一个出家人把什么，把一个跳蚤推到床上去，床下去。所以，如果能够打呼的品质，应该是已经是什么很棒了吧，对不对？可是他是清楚的打呼，我们一般人打呼大概是不清楚的啊。
Perhaps we can look at the state of falling asleep in several different levels. The first one is our daily usual kind of sleep where we fall asleep and as if we become a dead corpse and we're totally not aware.The second state is you are aware of that you have fallen asleep. You still have awareness during sleep. But the quality of sleep, it may be good or it may be not so great. The third level for people who have become enlightened person, when they're sleeping, they're clearly aware, yet they are still able to have really quality sleep. And, or there are even examples where,In that kind of state, you can even snore, clearly be snoring, but have clear awareness and sleeping very soundly. And while you're snoring, you're even aware that the person that's sleeping next to you has flicked off a flea under the bed. So that's an example where you are sleeping but with clear awareness, but the quality of sleep is still really good.
So we would recommend, 就是应该可以哈。我们会建议啦哈，就是你打七的话，这种现象还常常见到哈。就是你发觉，哎呦，你的睡觉的模式不太一样了，也没关系啊。你要再用功也没关系，或是你就怎么就躺着哈，很不一样的睡气哈。那大概第二天会有两种情况啊。假设你是你有睡觉，你的睡觉品质也不错，第二天大概就是什么，你用功你不会打瞌睡。那如果你是什么是不好品质的睡觉，你第二天就会什么就会打瞌睡把它补过来啊。在平常也是一样哦，我们的身体有个机制啊，你睡不好，我们身体第二天一定想办法让你什么就是什么就是我们叫没有精神，实际上是让你在什么利用没有精神在什么在普通体力，所以不用担心。
So during retreats, you can try these different modes of sleeping, and it's okay, it's okay, just give it a try. And so when you are aware that you're sleeping, you can either continue to use your method and continue to work hard on it,Or you can just simply enjoy this different way of sleeping. And the end result would be the second day, if you end up getting really quality sleep, then you will be able to continue to apply your methods very well. Or on the other hand, if you try this new way of sleeping, if it doesn't quite work, then naturally you will just doze off and your body will find a way to recharge itself.And this doesn't only happen during retreats. On a daily basis, if you didn't have a good night of sleep the night before, then the next day, it's our body's natural mechanism where you will just feel kind of drowsy throughout the day or you doze off. It's your way of your body helping you recharge as you stay kind of fuzzy throughout the day, just a way of replenishing your energy.
好，那第二个是什么？就心是可以感，就感能知的是心，不是什么眼耳鼻。那第二个能知的这颗心，就是我们这个心性或是觉性啊，或是佛性啊，它本身不动啊。那佛陀就有做几个，比如说他什么把那个什么这个不动，他就是用这个上个礼拜好像有讲，就是什么常住真心跟什么跟课程烦恼啊。常住真心就是什么住在旅馆的什么的老板，对不对啊？跟来来去去的客人，主人不会跑，对，你们有没有看到旅馆的主人突然间不见了？这时候客户叫什么？就趁机 check out 了哈。
So the first one, recap, is the mind that has the ability to be aware. It's not the eye or the nose or the ear. Now, the second characteristic of the mind is the true mind does not move. So the Buddha used this analogy where the mind is permanently abiding. It doesn't move, just like a hotel owner.Whereas our vexations and all the phenomena that's being perceived by the mind, those are like guests of the hotel. Have you ever seen a hotel where the owner runs off and leaves the hotel empty? It doesn't happen. Otherwise, the guests will just check out early and not pay.
那一个是用那一个光束啊，就有个光，阳光照入一个黑暗的房间，那有一片光束。那光束里面就看到那个起起灭灭的灰尘啊，那这个光束是什么？是不动的。那这个起起灭灭的叫做灰尘，所以我们在讲说什么什么声尘、色尘啊、色声香味都讲到叫尘，因为这些 这些现象，声音起来一秒钟就什么消失，味道其实味道也是一样，味道可能是很久，是味道也是起来会消失。我们感觉什么起来会消失，念头起来会消失，所以把它叫做尘。另外我们把它叫做老哈，就是疲劳，因为就是譬如说你的眼睛花了，或是说你长期使用以后疲劳而产生的一个幻觉，所以我们叫做尘劳，客尘烦恼。
So another analogy is, it's a beam of light, illuminating into a dark room. So the beam of light is like our true mind, doesn't move. Where, when that happens in a dark room, then you actually, in this beam of light, you're going to see a lot of fluttering dust floating around. Those are the vexations or, we call these the dust of, different phenomenons, whether it's, form, sound, sense of smell, taste, or sensations. All these dust or these sensations comes and goes. Sounds is very fleeting. Also smell. You may think smell lasts a long time, but really it will be gone very soon as well. Same thing with our physical sensation, touch. Another way to describe it is overexertion. By attending to all these different dust, there's an overexertions, and it's resulting to vexations.
那么一般是把这些什么，就是上上下下的这些什么，这些成现象当成我们，就像我们刚才讲说，你把声音有没有？你把声音当成我有没有？就说我是好人，对不对？这我是好人，这是不是声音？这会不会动？就讲了以后就没有了，对不对？那你想要说我过去哈多辉煌，这是不是一个动起来的现象？你想它起来，一秒钟就消失了。啊，这个是被你感知的现象，它是动的东西。就我们是用我们不动的心去抓取会动的现象为我。
So all these fluttering dust.They come and go, but we make the mistake of thinking that is the true mind. So, for instance, sound. If you say, I'm a good person, you take that sound as really the person, the self. Or when you think of all your past accomplishments and success, then the thought itself is actually very fleeting as well. But we take that thought and think that's me. These are all phenomena that's being illuminated by the mind. They comes and goes. We use this unmoving mind to illuminate all these phenomena. Yet we make the mistake of taking these phenomena as a self.
所以佛陀也有这几个例子，他就是什么，他用这样手，对不对哈？我手打开是一个手掌，然后握拳就变成一个什么拳头，对不对？开合，对不对？然后我的手有开合，你那个能见的心有没有开合？没有。
So the Buddha used another example where this is the hand. It opens and closes. When it opens, it's a hand. When it closes, it becomes a fist. And the Buddha asked, as my hand opens and closes, does your mind, the mind has ability to illuminate this phenomenon? Does your mind open and close as well?
当然佛陀还用一个比喻，就是用什么他手画出一道光啊，我现在没办法画哈，用手电筒一照，对不对哈，往左边一照，往右边一照，因为佛陀可以画光，大家就很神奇发生什么嘛，阿伦就赶快头转过去，对不对？往右转啊，往左转，对不对？那佛陀就借这样子，我是用手电筒照左边照右边，那你的头就往右边看，往左边看。那头有左右转，你那能智的心有没有左右转？
The Buddha used another analogy where he just emits a light on the right and emits a light on the left, and that's the Buddha. I don't have the ability to be emitting light from my hand, from my palm, so I'll use a flashlight. So when you do that on the right, on the left, people, the audience, your head turns to the left and the right as well. But does your mind has ability to perceive all this? Does your mind turn left and turn right?
没有，就是说，就是我们的心，那个能知的心境里面它是不动的，啊，让它能知，它不动，就自然这两个特质。但是我们用能知的心去抓动的现象为我，啊，那结果动的现象本来是没有知的功能，就变成能够知，像你的身体是可以动的，对不对？它是被感知的，就变成它可以感知，其实它永远不能感知的啊。
So the mind, we have talked about two qualities already. One has ability to illuminate, to perceive. The other one is the mind that itself doesn't move. Yet we use this unmoving mind to try to chase after and grasp onto all these phenomena that's moving constantly. And we think those phenomena are the self. So we take whatever is moving as a self, not realizing the mind itself actually never moves.
好，那我们就刚刚在我刚讲说，我们任何一个时间都会有三样东西出现啊，一个是被感知的动的现象，然后被感知不动的现象，一个是能感知有感知能力，但是它本身是不动的。我们任何时间都会这样，但是我们唯一的就是抓取动的现象。为我，要么有时候抓起不动的现象为我，就是看不到，就是说真正那一个是什么，不动又能又什么有觉知的，并不是你抓着不动的现象是你。
So by grasping onto all these moving phenomena, over time we start to believe that these phenomena has the ability to be aware.To have the ability to be aware, to illuminate. And that's a false view. And so, as I said earlier, there are three mechanisms working at the same time. There's this moving phenomenon, whatever thing that's moving. In relation to it, there's this unmoving phenomenon. There's also the third component, which is the mind, that at any given point in time, it does not move. But the problem is we don't see it. We don't see this unmoving mind.Which continue to grasp onto moving phenomena. We fail to see that the mind itself simultaneously doesn't move, yet it has ability to illuminate.
所以我们在禅修的时候其实把你这个妄念是动的，对不对？把妄念弄成不动还什么还要花一大把功夫，对不对？那花了以后就变成不动以后，我们有些人就什么就安住在不动了，有时候我们就叫定，对不对？可是他最后就是要必须要在，如果是蓝船的话，要从那个状态出来以后再来看这些什么这些各种动的现象、哦、他们把动的现象就是去看这些你身心求这些现象，这些全部都是动的现象，那这些对动的现象起来会消失，起来也会消失啊、没有一个不会消失的啊，所以他知道那个不是我，那以后他们就什么不去抓取，那完全你不抓取的那一种完全停止以后，你这个不动的心才会什么才会显现，我们叫做无我，那一些动的现象都不是不动的我，所以我们一般在讲无我，有没有？就是，或是里面没有我，就是它里面没有感知功能，哦，所以就是没有我。那它不是我，对不对？因为什么？它在动会消失。用这样的话，或许你在了解无我或是非我，就比较容易了解了，因为这些种种现象没有。感知的功能。
So when we are practicing sitting meditation, oftentimes people try to stop still their wandering thoughts and transform that into a state of not moving. Even doing that takes a lot of effort already. But the thing is, that's not the state we're trying to achieve. once you settle your mind in that kind of unmoving state, sometimes we call that samadhi. But in the Theravada school, what they have to do is actually after entering the samadhi, the state of not moving, which is still a phenomenon, not the true mind, you actually have to come out of the samadhi and start to observe and contemplate phenomenon that's moving and rises and perishes, such as the body and the mind. There are all sorts of phenomena that comes and goes. And by observing how all these every phenomenon will arise and perish, gradually you reach the understanding that because it rises and perishes, it's not the true mind. And by realizing that, you learn to not grasp. And then eventually your grasping mind will completely cease, and only then your true mind will manifest and you will understand the state of no self. So whenever our mind is grasping onto any sort of moving phenomenon, it's not the same as the unmoving true mind. Only by realizing that the phenomena, because they don't have the ability to be aware, then that's the so-called no self.
所以你们以后在理解这个无我或是非我，你可以用这种，就是无我，就是假设我的定义就是既有见闻觉知的功能作为衡量标准，这个相片有没有觉知的功能，所以它没有我在里面，对不对？声音有没有觉知的功能，没有，所以它也不是我。然后什么味道有没有觉知的功能，没有，所以它不是我。那同样的想法有没有觉知的功能，没有，它是便于感知的功能，所以它本身是什么，本身是没有觉知功能，所以它可以讲说它没有觉知功能，所以就不是我。这样可能在了解无我就比较容易了解，是不是？
So next time when you come across a term of no self or not self, you can proceed to contemplate this way. If we define self or true self as whatever that has ability to illuminate, to perceive, to be aware, then you can use this definition to negate a lot of phenomena. For instance, when you look at a picture, photo, the image of you in the photo, does that have the ability to illuminate and aware? No, it doesn't. Similarly, sound. When you utter a sound, does the sound itself have the ability to be to aware, to cognize? No. Scent, smell, it doesn't have awareness. Similarly, your own thought. The thought itself doesn't have the ability to be aware, to illuminate. Even your thought is still a phenomenon of your awareness. It's being perceived, an object of your perception. In itself, does not have the ability to perceive and to have the ability to cognize.
还有这几个例子，比如说你们在跟我讲话，或是你跟另一个人讲话，就讲想象这是我，是你一个对象在讲话的对象啊。那我们还是用刚刚那一个。有觉知功能的才是我，或是才是你，你们看一看，你跟这个色身讲话，还是跟我那个有觉知功能的那个讲话？你是跟声音讲话，还是跟我这个见闻觉知的那个东西讲话？哈，你没有错。你但是你实际上你讲话的时候你是跟哪个互动？跟那个讲话的现象嘛，你以后就想说我要跟他的见闻觉知那个真正的他讲话，以后要用这种方式让你可能比较容易开悟。
So you can also try this next time when you have a conversation with people, with me or with anyone. Again, try to apply the definition and ask yourself, what is it? It's the thing that has the function of being aware that it's the true self. So when you're having a conversation with people, are you really interacting with that person's true self, or are you interacting with the sound? What is it that you're using to interact? And by now you're saying the true self, but usually based on our common experience, we interact with the sound. That's our focus. But next time, try to think, discard the sound. I'm trying to interact with the real self that's behind the sound. And if you continue to contemplate, mull over this, then maybe you'll get closer and closer to becoming enlightened.
所以你在平常生活就可以依照这个什么动跟没有觉知功能的物，你看看你是跟物互动呢，跟动互动呢，还是跟那一个不动但是有见无觉知的心互动？一看就知道了，全部都不是，对不对？
So in our daily life, you can also look into it. What am I interacting with? Am I interacting with the phenomenon that's moving, an object, or am I really interacting with the true mind?
比如说，我比较棒，你比较差。请问这时候你在讲你比较差的时候，你是以他那一个这个什么不动的心为他，还是以你所看到的色相，就是物为他。
So if I say I'm better, you are not as good as me, what is it that you are taking as you? Are you really using the mind that as you, or are you using their physical form as you?
所以在我们生活当中，其实你到处都是什么？以声相、色相作为人，对不对？那照理讲应该是什么？那一个能知能觉的心才是他，或者才是我啊。结果你用这个能知能觉的心去抓取一个什么？一个语言，还有抓取你的记忆力的一个某一个什么？你成功的一个什么色相，对不对？那说你看我很辉煌，结果你自己又什么自干什么变成什么变成物质的，是不是？
So what we are usually doing is that we take the form of the sound or the physical form as a person, not realizing that it's not those forms, it's really the mind that has ability to perceive. That's the true self. Yeah, we use this wondrous mind to grasp onto words, to grasp onto thoughts of me being successful in the past. Those are objects of our awareness. We take those objects as a self, and we allow ourselves to become these objects, and not knowing that it's the mind that's illuminating these phenomena is the true self.
啊，如果你能够看到对方的心就是无形无相的心，请问你什么东西比他好？
On the other hand, if you're truly able to see the other person's mind, which does is formless, then in that case, what is it that you have that's better than that?
请问可不可以吵架？有没有办法吵起来？你能够吵到什么东西？
Are you able to then continue to argue with that person? What is it that's doing the arguing, and what can you argue about really?
下次你太太或者你先生跟你吵架的时候，你就问他说：“请问你以什么为我？”
Next time when your spouse is trying to pick a fight with you, then you can ask your spouse, "What is it that you're taking as me? What do you see as me?"
你用无我去对付他那个有我。
You can use your no self to combat that person's erroneous view of self.
你跟他讲说，根据楞严经，那个是声音，那个是无形，这无知无觉的物质，那不是我。
You can explain to your spouse that, oh, according to the Surgama Sutra, those are just voice. It's an object. It's not the true self.
这样的话，里面吵架的话，又在用什么？又在学习佛法啊，还不错。
In that case, you will be able to continue to learn Buddha Dharma even when you're fighting.
还有第三项，就是这几个特点，其实就在你日常生活中就可以用了。第三个特点就是它不生灭，就是我们的心不生灭，其实跟动那个有点类似啊。动是强调它的不动，可是现在生灭，它是强调说这一个会消失。可是我们的什么？我们这颗心不会消失，
The third characteristic is the true mind does not arise or perish. Actually, just by knowing these first three characteristics, you can already apply them to your everyday life. So this third one, non-arising, non-perishing, it's similar to the second one where the true mind does not move. The second characteristic is trying to emphasize that it doesn't move, it stays that way. And the third characteristic is trying to make a contrast between phenomenons. Phenomena arises and perish, but the true mind itself doesn't.
那他们南传也有讲哈，我们汉传也有讲，就是说这个会消失，那个会消失，知道消失的不会消失。
So both in Theravada school as well as in Chinese Chan, we use this argument where this disappears, that disappears, but the thing that knows that these disappears does not disappear.
所以我们在我们的经验世界里面啊，房屋、海洋、星球会消失，对不对？但是虚空会不会消失？就我们的经验是不会，对不对？因为虚空可以活很久啊。
So based on our daily experience, a house can disappear, perish. The ocean will dry up, perish. Even planets can perish. But how about empty space?Based on our experience, empty space probably doesn't quite perish. It can live on for a very long time.
虚空如果要消失的话，就要用禅修。禅修可以把无知无觉的虚空，然后透过禅修方法把它击破以后，那无知无觉的虚空就变成有知有觉的真空，就是什么？就是真心。所以我们叫什么？打破虚空什么？笑满腮，下面那一句呢？什么如来，什么玲珑来是吧
？So empty space. If you really want to, if you want the space to perish, then you have to use the method of Chan, where you will shatter space, and when you shatter empty space, then you become enlightened.So there's an expression where once you shatter the empty space, then you are going to be overjoyed, be laughing. We forget the second verse, but it's talking about how to shatter the empty space and making this phenomenon. Empty space is also a phenomenon that's being perceived, transforming that, shattering it, and making it become one and the same with the mind.
所以这个部分会消失，不会消失的，他用了很多比喻哈。一个是就你身体啊，从生下来到死，你到最后拿去烧了嘛，这个会一直在变化，对不对？但是佛就用个比喻，就是说你两岁，他就讲要看恒河，现在我们就要看 Hudson River 哈，两岁看跟四十岁看或者是二十岁看，那样能看那个能力有没有消失？没有消失，没有变化，没有消失啊。
So the Buddha used quite a few analogies to try to illustrate the characteristic of true mind not perishing, not arising. So the first one is the Buddha said the body changes and it's gone once you cremate it after you die. But how about the mind that can perceive? So if you gaze at the Ganges River, and now since we're in New York, we can talk about Hudson River. When you are 2-year-old looking at the Hudson River versus when you're 40, when you're 80 looking at Hudson River, does this ability to see, does it disappear?
对，另外就是可以用什么呢？就是用，比如说声音，我这样打个眼睛，叮一声，等一下都消失了啊。那么之前会问有没有听到，你们就会讲说听到了，等一下声音消失了以后再问你们说听到了没有，你们说没有听到，对不对？那我们再用一个另外一个方法问，就是说听到什么，江医生听到什么，你说引庆声啊，等一下引庆声消失以后我再问说听到什么，那我们现在就知道就听到什么极静，不是没有没有声音了 就是说声音有你也听到、哦、声音没有你的听的能力并没有跟着消失，对不对？
A second example is that we have done this here where we ring the bell, ding, and then you ask, do you hear? And people say, yeah, I hear. But once the sound is gone, you ask again, do you hear? And people start to say, I don't hear. So knowing this problem, we turn around and reformulate the question. When the bell rings, we ask, what do you hear? We hear the bell. And then once the sound is gone, now what do you hear? We hear silence. So whether there's sound or there's no sound, the ability to hear doesn't disappear.
所以同样的，比如说灯光打开你看到，然后黑暗的时候你又什么？你还看到黑暗，你不会因为现象消失，你看的能力就消失。
So similarly, when the light is on, you see light. When the light is off, you see darkness. You're not going to lose your ability to see based on this changing, turning on and off the light.
所以同样的就是在讲到就讲到身体了嘛。我们身体如果打坐下半身不见了，你还是知道你下半身不见了，对不对？那你身体不见了，你还是知道什么？身体不见了，就身体是一个现象，现象消失了，可是能知道身体的那个东西并没有消失。
Similarly, when it comes to your body, when you sit in meditation, sometimes you feel that your lower body has disappeared, or your entire body has disappeared. So body is merely a phenomenon. The phenomenon can come and go, yet the function of knowing that your body is here or knowing the body has disappeared, the function of this awareness does not disappear.
所以同样的你的身体就是坏掉了，坏掉那颗心有没有坏掉？没有。那里烧掉了，它有没有被烧掉？没有。
Similarly, when your body decays and become ill, or when you pass away, the body becomes cremated, does the mind decay? Or does the mind disappear getting cremated? It doesn't, right? The mind doesn't change.
所以禅宗就有几个好玩的哈、哦、像就是佛经所讲的，就有一个人就是打坐以后，然后人家以为死掉就把它烧掉了啊。那他出定以后结果什么找到身体，就到处这边找过来找过去。那他的师父就什么就说你的身体在什么在水里面，他就下去找也找不到。啊你的身体是在火里面的，不是在水里面。他去水火里面找也找不到。不对不对，你的身体是在什么岩石里面，就会找也都找不到。就他的师父讲说，你看有身体的时候你进去水会被什么被溺死，进入火什么会是烧死，墙壁你也装不进去，现在没有身体不是哪里都可以去吗？你要身体干嘛？
So there are, to illustrate this point, there are actually quite a few interesting funny stories in Chan. One famous one is a person, practitioner, has entered samadhi, and while he's in samadhi, people think that he has passed away already, so they took his body and cremated. And once this person comes back and come out of samadhi, without the body, he went around frantically looking for his body. And then his master told him, oh, your body is in the water, so...This person went into the water to look for his body. Nope, no body. It's in the fire. Went into the fire. Nope, still no body. The master said, oh, I forgot. Your body is actually in the rock. Again, he went to the rock. Still no body. And at this point, the master said, had you still have your physical body, would you be able to enter water, fire, and rock?With your physical body, once you go into the water, you'll drown. You go into fire, you'll burn. You can't even go into the rock. What good is having this physical body? Aren't you totally free already?
所以我们也有一个菩萨哈、啊，他中风的时候，哇，衣服好难穿啊，就死了以后，哇，衣服好好穿，因为不太执着了嘛，你，然后死了以后还会跑到哈、啊，从台湾跑到加拿大跟他的女儿告状，说他另外一个女儿哈、啊、不煮什么卤蛋面线给他吃。这时候应该跟他开示了，你现在没有身体多好，你看你现在我在跟你穿衣服多好穿，你看，那你为什么要有个身体干嘛？所以以后就是在住院的时候要跟他开示说，你现在没有身体不是很好吗
？So we actually know a practitioner who, while this person got sick and had a stroke, and it becomes really difficult to get the clothes on.And then once this person passed away, it becomes really easy to put the clothes on. And this person becomes so free that she is able to go even from Taiwan all the way to Canada instantaneously and tell on one of her daughters, telling her that, oh, your sister wouldn't make an offering, wouldn't cook me noodles for the offering. And so this person who passed away is quite indignant about it.So in that case, we should actually take this opportunity and tell this person who passed away, tell this person that, look, how free you are right now. Why are you so hung up to your physical body? And next time in the future, when people pass away, when we try to give them teaching, we should remind them, whoever that's passing away, of the ease and freedom you have without the burden of physical body.
So 有时候我们的有些去助念有没有、啊、你就看到王者这样微笑有没有你们有没有看过王者微笑的？有的，请举手。啊。
So sometimes we attend, we try to assist while at the juncture where people pass away, and sometimes you see the person that's passing away actually presenting a smile. Have you ever seen that?
有几个啊，你们知道为什么吗？他说啊，没有身体真好。
So some of you said that you have seen that before. Do you know why?Perhaps the person is thinking that, oh, it feels so great without the physical body.
哎，你就发觉我没有身体，其实我并没有死啊，对不对？我们有很多人就觉得很奇怪，我还在这边，你在练什么？你要告诉他说，身体不是你，所以你没死。但是呢，我有一个会动的身体，你没办法动了而已。
So, it's actually.Even after you pass away, even the physical body has passed away, lose signs of life, you haven't passed away yet. You didn't die. The mind doesn't die. So sometimes the person that's passing away, they don't realize they have died. So they will be, you know, thinking, wondering, why are you reciting all the Buddha's name to me? I'm still here. And...So maybe we should be telling those people that, oh, you no longer have access to your physical body. You cannot control it anymore. But you yourself, your mind doesn't perish.
So 我曾经看过有一个，哦，我从来没有看过笑得那么甜的死人哦。他这样子，哦，死人活人都笑不赢他。你看了就很舒服，这个死相就看得很舒服这样子。
So I actually have once witnessed this one person, when this person passed away, on his face, there's this very sweet, sweet, genuine smile, as if it's finally liberated and great ease. I've never seen such a smile on people that's even alive. And you see that smile and just feel happy for that person.
所以这一个就是说从这个里面从心是无形无相的、啊、心是无形无相的，身体只是你的一个工具，可是我们就是死了那么多次都没有什么都没有学习到、啊、我记得我们还有一个人、啊、他死了以后然后、埋葬了不几年，捡骨的时候他是拜佛的姿势、啊、对不对？要表示是什么？表示死了以后，他还想要再什么？想要再活起来，对不对？又跑进去什么？动一动，结果发觉什么？被棺材被什么？被盖住，然后翻身，想要用这个什么？ 用他的那个什么这个上半身把那个棺材什么顶开，但是人家通常是什么钉钉住了，还有上面还有泥土，你再怎么没有钉你也滚不起来嘛，对不对？但是什么从那个地方你就可以看到他们没有邪火，你看他就还想要什么，还想要就是把身体就当成我啊。
So we need to understand and remember the mind itself is formless and it's not it's not attached to any phenomenon. And the body is merely a tool that we can use to function. But we have undergone so many cycles of birth and death already, but we still haven't learned this critical lesson where the body is only a tool. So there are stories actually. In Taiwan, there's this practice of after a person dies for a certain number of years, you actually reopen the casket to pick out the bones and to treat it again. So once people open this person's casket, they actually found this person not in the laying position, but in a prostration position. It shows that this person, after he has passed away, he didn't quite realize it, and he's still trying to re-enter his body, to use his body, and so to move around and even try to open the casket, and it ended up being that prostration type of position. So for people like that, they don't realize that body is a tool to be used, and but the mind itself is not shouldn't be attached to the body.
所以有些人说什么死亡真美，有没有听过？尤其是那一些什么那些有濒死经验的人，他们说发觉那个死的时候什么，他什么什么通过一个什么什么隧道，然后一道光，然后非常的什么。啊、哦，祥和就不想回来，但是上帝或者谁把他踢回来说你的啊，他们就死亡真美，其实不是死亡真美，这一个从头到尾身体就是什么，就是你的工具。那有一天你只是发觉原来身体只是你的工具而已，并不是死亡真美，是你要讲说佛性真美。
So there are cases of people who had near-death experience, and oftentimes they will come back and say the process of dying is wondrous and it's beautiful. And oftentimes they describe as going through a tunnel toward a light, and you bathe in this light of pure joy and ease and comfort. Yet they're not allowed to dwell in this light. Actually, God or some other beings will kick them back to earth and tell them you have to live on. So when they come back, they will often say that the process of dying is beautiful. Actually, that's not exactly accurate. Instead, it should be realized physical body is only a tool that we use. So what they are describing, they should perhaps rephrase it and say, oh, my nature, my true nature, or the Buddha nature is beautiful.
所以我们今天就讲了三项，一个什么能知能觉真心才是我，对不对？不是眼睛耳朵有看的能力，是佛性啊，或是觉性才有感知能力。第二个是什么，它不动，会动的东西，所以什么不是佛性的本质啊。第三个什么会生灭的，不是那个不生不灭的佛性，大概这三个啊。
So today we talked about three characteristics of the mind. The first one is the thing that has ability to perceive, to have awareness, is the true mind. It's not the eye, the ear, the nose, tongue, body, or consciousness. It's the Buddha nature that has the ability to perceive. The second characteristic is the Buddha nature doesn't move. The true mind doesn't move. Whatever that moves is considered phenomenon, and those should not be equated to the essence of the Buddha nature. And the third is Buddha nature or the true mind, it does not arise or perish.
所以等一下回家或等一下吃饭呢，是一个动的东西回去了嘛，哈、哦， 是不是不动的佛性回去了？
So in a few minutes you're going to have lunch or you go home. When you go home, isn't it just a physical phenomenon that goes home? How about your Buddha nature? Does your Buddha nature go home as well?
所以一样嘛，你在吃饭的时候是身体会动的现象在吃饭，还是不动的不动不生命的佛性在吃饭？啊
？Similarly, when you're eating, it's a moving phenomenon of your physical body that's doing the eating, right? Or is your Buddha nature eating as well? What is it?
还有在一个比喻哈，你们回去以后啊，你就说你像一部车子嘛，里面有一个司机，对不对？请问司机是不是那个不动的佛性？算不算？
Or another question you can think about. You can think of the physical body as the car, and your true nature is the driver that's inside the car. Isn't this driver not moving, or does it move?
下个礼拜我们会讲，就是说躲在你觉得身躲在身体那一个司机哦，其实是妄念。
Next time we're actually going to talk about. If you think the driver is inside the car, is inside the body, that itself is still an erroneous thought.
对，你这个我们下次可以讲，但是我们为了要比喻，就是说这一个司机跟汽车是为了要比喻什么？就是说一个是什么有觉知功能，一个是物质，所以我们用这个比喻。可是你不要把这个比喻当真了，因为你那个躲在里面那一个不是活，那个算是活性，那个是什么迷糊蛋啊。
So next time we can actually try to dislodge this analogy. Remember, it's only an analogy, this car and driver. What we are trying to illustrate with this particular analogy is that the car doesn't have awareness. It's the driver that's in control, has ability to aware. But if you take this analogy as real and thinking that the driver or your truma is inside your physical body, that itself is then erroneous again. So we're going to talk about it. So what is it that's really inside the body? You think it's your true mind? It's actually someone who's quite deluded still.
所以你看看你迷糊多久了。
So think about it. How long has it been that you have been so deluded and confused?
很多人不懂的话，可能还发愿尽未来际哦，继续迷糊下去。
So if you don't even understand this, oftentimes we make these vows. Oh, in the future eons, I'm going to continue to do so and so. Then you merely put yourself in the trap of continuing to stay in this cycle and continue to be confused.
所以要能够那个司机走出来，那消失在什么无限的空中？下个礼拜再来。
So if you want to achieve the state where the driver comes out of the car and then dissipate into the empty space, if you want to learn what that is about, then come back next time.